This is a women's giving circle. It is a movement across the globe where women come together. They all pitch in a little bit of money every year, and they work together to decide what kinds of projects they want to fund in their community or in the world.
Vicky Malone is the Giving Circle coordinator. The circle has about 40 members and has pooled almost $20,000, and they're just getting started. Debbie Fairbanks is a founding member of the group.
I just thought it was a great opportunity for all of us, anybody who wants to throw some money into a pot for a huge impact.
The money will go to a local project and a global one, while the rest gets invested. The local project has yet to be decided. The global project for the next 3 years is Dr. Jill Seaman's South Sudan Medical Relief. Dr. Seaman splits her time between Bethel and South Sudan. Fairbanks is a longtime fundraiser for Seaman.
Her saying is that children all over the world have the same dream. They have a dream just to be healthy. They have a dream to try and stay alive. And that's a pretty heartrending thing to hear.
Money for the group can come from anywhere. The founders emphasize that men's money is certainly welcome, but only women can join. To do so, women donate a minimum of $250 a year and then help decide where the group's money goes. Michelle DeWitt had the initial idea for the circle. She's the executive director of the Bethel Community Services Foundation, which will manage the money. DeWitt says the circle appeals to how women donate.
Women have typically composed most giving circles who, in trends, often want to participate in the grant making and work collaboratively on identifying what issue they want to address or to assist with funding.
DeWitt says one of the most important focuses of the group is that it works with communities.
In other words, that we're not sitting around deciding what would be the best project to solve a particular problem. Instead, the community's telling us what they want to do to solve that problem.
To get there, DeWitt says the group is making itself accessible and inclusive to women across the Delta, regardless of place, race, age, or if they've ever donated before. Monica Charles was one of the few Yupik women in the room of mostly white faces. She pointed out that the group had the potential to become another group of well-meaning white people using money to save the natives. But Charles expressed her confidence that with DeWitt and the other founders in the lead and with her own watchdog methods, it wouldn't.
I was texting people during the meeting saying, you have to do this. Did you hear about this? And I'm thinking of a friend up near Kalskag who is awesome, outspoken woman who would be wonderful in contributing to this and who could help represent that part of the Waikia Delta, or people from across the tundra or from the coast, and in getting the communities to come together to realize that as a Delta, as the Waikia Delta, we can make an impact that we can see in our lifetime with just a little bit of money.
In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.